Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. We've given you the news you need to know to conduct yourself as a well-informed citizen.
And please do.
Of these United States of America. The next little bit of information we're going to give to you, it's not critical that you have it.
Keep it under your hat a little bit.
You know, you can bust it out from time to time in the appropriate cocktail
sparingly.
Crowd.
Sparingly. Yes.
It's like paprika. It's a spice that should be used minimally, but when it does, it can really jazz up your baked potato.
Agreed.
This is the ramble. You first.
That is the greatest metaphor I've ever
heard. Thanks.
Belief in alien life doesn't contradict a faith in God, the Vatican's chief astronomer said in an interview by the Vatican newspaper. It's a sort of, well, we're not saying aliens exist, but if they do, God did it. Klaatu could not be reached for comment, but Marvin the Martian had this to say.
Yes, very curious, very interesting.
Good hustle out of our producers getting him on tape. You know, it's not so curious, says the Jesuit director of the Vatican Observatory, who says, quote, just as we consider earthly creatures as a brother or sister, why should we not talk about an extraterrestrial brother? It would still be a part of creation. He went on to say that ruling out the existence of little green men or whatever they might be would be, quote, putting limits on God's creative freedom. Jose Funes maintains that God is the creator of the universe. He believes that the Big Bang Theory is the most reasonable explanation for the creation of the universe. And this whole effort is part of what Pope Benedict is trying to do, exploring the interplay between faith and reason.
And aliens. Okay, for the first time, more than half of all insured Americans are on prescription meds. The numbers come from Medco Health Solutions, which manages prescription benefits for roughly one in five Americans. Blood pressure and cholesterol drugs are the most widely used. People, we got to get healthy. The data doesn't just mean that we're less healthy, though. It's a sign that better medicines are out there and doctors are using more aggressive treatments. Ads may have something to do with it, too. You know, we see these ads and then we go tell our doctors, oh, we need this, we need this.
Why? Just because the ads say, tell your doctor about.
Yeah,
make your doctor give you. What did he go to med school? Forget him. Tell your doctor.
Apparently, two-thirds of women 20 or older are using meds for chronic problems. That's a little disturbing. What kind of chronic problems do they have at that age? And one in four children and teens doing the same, 52% of adult men, and three in four people 65 or older. Lots of drugs out there. Lots of drugs.
This is the true ramble.
True ramble.
Of seven strangers.
Picked to live in a loft.
And have their lives taped.
To see what happens when people stop being polite.
And start getting real.
In Brooklyn.
The Real World is coming to Brooklyn for its 21st season. Yes, the long-running MTV reality series that never repeats a trick is heading to the BK, bringing lascivious, obnoxious 20-somethings there for the first time. It'll be the third time the series has been filmed in New York City. We'll stay on it. We'll let you know which bars they go to so that you can avoid them.
President Bush apparently has given up golf.
I don't want some mom whose son may have recently died to see the commander-in-chief playing golf. I feel I owe it to the families to be as, you know, to be in solidarity as best as I can with them. And I think, you know, playing golf during a war, it just sends the wrong signal.
So that was a clip of the president from an interview with Politico.com. Apparently, the commander-in-chief said he made this decision to give up golf after the 2003 bombing of the UN headquarters in Baghdad. Remember that? In which UN official Sergio Vieira de Mello was killed. And Bush said, I remember when de Mello, who was at the UN, got killed in Baghdad as a result of these murders taking this good man's life. I was playing golf. I think I was in Central Texas, and they pulled me off the golf course, and I said, quote, it's just not worth it anymore to do. Apparently, you know, it doesn't look so good when the president is playing golf when these big tragedies happen. So he said, forget it. I'm not going to do it ever again. Hey, folks, that's your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.